There are many courses in the world for education. Bachelor of Education, Master of Education. If all the courses are distilled and made brief as possible, this paragraph is enough. All the courses of education ultimately can be reduced to this. So if you master this one paragraph, I'll give you BEd. Only this one paragraph is enough. He will seek to awaken much more than to instruct. He will aim at the growth of the faculties and the experiences by a natural process and free expansion. This word, growth of faculties, is very important. Our education normally is by books and subjects, whereas a good teacher is very concerned with the faculties. It may be this subject or that subject or any other subject. What is important is to develop the faculties. There are four important faculties in the human being. One is the faculty of sensation, senses. Development of sense faculty is the development of the powers which are inherent first in senses. Power of observation, of seeing accurately, of enjoying accurately, correctly. Experience of hearing. When you hear music and when you are able to appreciate different tunes of music, different notes of music, different pitches of music, then you have cultivated the faculty of hearing. And when you hear music, if you can hear the inaudible sounds, the sounds which are audible of course are heard, but between the sounds there are inaudible sounds. And if you can hear the inaudible sounds, it is just as in the picture. What is painted is of course good, but what is not painted, and you can observe what is not painted, that is a deeper sight, deeper eye of the artist. So first faculty to be developed is a sense. The second faculty is the faculty of the mind. Mind is also sense, but it's a coordinating sense. It is a sense which coordinates all the other senses. When you can coordinate sound and sight, when you see the cinema, the medium of cinema gives you sound and sight together. It is like a mind. Our mind is an automatic cinematographic faculty. It coordinates varieties of experiences. Of course, cinema is not a complete coordinating faculty because you can't taste. When you see somebody eating, you do not taste what he is tasting. You cannot experience a sensation of touch as yet in cinema. But the mind can do all this together. So the faculty of the mind is very important, the coordinating activity. How much you can coordinate. The third faculty is the faculty of imagination. without experience or based on experience, you can make image in the mind. That is imagination, the capacity to make image. As accurate an image as possible, that takes you to the experience of metaphors, similes, analogies, and try to image an experience or expand the experience into an image. That is the third faculty. The fourth faculty is the faculty of reason. The capacity of deduction, of induction. Faculty of ratiocination. Faculty of connecting cause and effect. Faculty of connecting cause and effect. When there is a long chain of connections, and when you can successfully make the full chain, that is the process of ratiocination. A is the cause of B, B is the cause of C, C is the cause of D, D is the cause of E, E is the cause of F, of G, therefore A is the cause of G, is a process of ratiocination. So faculty of reason is a faculty by which you deduce, you induce deduction, induction. Deduction is where from a larger proposition you derive a smaller proposition. That is called deduction. From all you derive something that is applicable to one or to some. That is deduction. Induction is the opposite process. You go from particular to universal. That is induction. From one example, you conclude in all cases it will happen in the same way. That is called induction. Then ratiocination. When you can connect cause and effect, and when you can connect cause and effect in a long chain, and then you have implication. Induction, deduction, implication. All these are processes of inference. Inference. Inference is to start from one proposition and derive another proposition. That is a process of inference. So this inference is done by deduction, induction, implication, by ratiocination. So reason is supposed to be the instrument of inference. You are rational when you can infer correctly and objectively. That is called power of inference. It's a great faculty in the human mind to infer. It goes beyond experience. In sensation you have experience. but in reason you have further capacity, you go beyond experience. Because you have experienced in India, in your immediate experience, ground and water and air, etc., you can be sure that even if you go to California, there will be earth and water and so on. You have not experienced it, but you infer. Basically, there is no difference between India and California. No difference. Therefore, if it is possible to have here earth, water, fire, etc., in California also you will have. Without experience you can say, you can infer. So rational faculty is the faculty by which you can infer accurately, decisively. So this is the fourth faculty. Sensation, mind, imagination, reason. And the fifth faculty is intuition, capacity of intuition. It is called knowledge by identity. But knowledge by identity, even with invisible, there's a speciality of intuition. Even what is invisible, inaudible to our senses, even that you can be identified with. That is a speciality of intuition. And of course, intuition itself has got many other faculties into which we will not go just now. It's a big science by itself. But the important point is that the good teacher has his eye on the faculties of his students. He may teach any subject, maybe history, geography, mathematics, science, whatever, but his concern is whether you are developing the faculties. In our ordinary system of education, what is tested is only whether you know this fact or that fact, whether you are informed of this or that. But very few teachers try to understand the faculty development, whether your ideas have become clear, whether your spellings are correct or not, whether you can reason properly or not, whether your observations are correct or not. You may write very briefly, not very at length, but your brief statement should convey the development of your faculties. And the good teacher's experience is with the faculties development. So he will aim at the growth of the faculties and the experiences by a natural process and free expansion. You can see in one sentence Sri Aurobindo has written so much. Growth of faculties and experiences by a natural process and free expansion. A good teacher is one who does not allow the student to feel burdened. He gradually grows, does not give lot of homework, and does not load the child. He repeats several times, he does not tire of repeating, so that the child does not have the burden of memorizing too many things. You might have learnt of deduction earlier, you will forget after some time, doesn't matter. He will repeat again and say, what is deduction? What is induction? What is implication? Again and again. So there is a natural expression. Your expansion will be natural. It will not be by hammering, not by cramming. It will be a joyous experience. Every time there is freshness, and you grow with that freshness. He will give a method as an aid. He will give a method as an aid, as a utilizable device, not as an imperative formula or a fixed routine. Every individual needs a method, but the good teacher remembers that a method is not a fixed thing. It is not a routine to be followed. It is not something that binds you. It only helps you. And the moment you are helped, you can fling away the method. You become more free and master. And he will be on guard. He will be on his guard against any turning of the means into a limitation, against the mechanizing of process. His whole business is to awaken the divine light. A good teacher, his main business is not sensation, not imagination, not ratiocination. These are good things. They should be included. But his main interest is how much you are awakened to the presence of the divine appearing. His whole business is to awaken the divine light and set working the divine force, of which himself is only a means and an aid, a body or a channel. Now you will see in this one paragraph, Sri Aurobindo has put down the entire process of education, the entire process of the methods of education, the entire role of the teacher, his beginning, his middle, his end. That's why I said, if you master this one paragraph, you have got a complete science and art of education. All the rest is footnotes.